I'm a Madden, he's a Madden, she's a Madden, we're all Maddens, wouldn't you like to be a Madden too? Baby Spike fails his paternity test.
Tad and Dixie spin the Pine Valley bottle, and you'll never guess where it lands.
Dr. Madden's greatest hits, all on CD.
All this week on All My Children.
And the Pine Valley Podcast.
And the Pine Valley Podcast.
For the Friday ending July 14th, 2006.
That's
I'm Taylor Crawford.
And I'm Ashley Mendoza.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show. A lot to talk about after last week's boring-ass week. A lot of stuff almost happened this week.
A lot of stuff almost happened. I mean, a couple things happened, but I guess we'll start with the Zach and Kendall and Baby Spike saga.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Kendall found out about the donor number one thing, Dr. Madden, and Dr. Madden spreading his icky seed all over the country.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And as you could tell, this has got Kendall all in a tizzy because she doesn't want to know that her baby is like a Dr. Madden, crazy Dr. Maddenstein baby.
That's right. That's right. And
who could blame her, though?
No, I. You know what? I'm Dr. Madden's biggest fan, so I say I'm all for it.
Like, I never understood, you know, how like Ryan was like, I hear you. How Ryan is like, I don't care whose baby it is. It's just baby spec. Like, I understand that to an extent. But wouldn't you think that, like, he would kind of want to know, like,
well, they're
going to
keep an eye on Baby Spike to see if he starts wearing little ascots and, you know, speaking in that pedantic manner.
In that British, if he had, like, a British accent, yeah, then yeah. You, like, might know.
That's right.
But what I thought was interesting was it was a way for, like, you know, Kendall to create an ally again in her brother. We know her brother Josh, okay? Like, she doesn't know. Erica knows, and now even Zach knows. That happened this week, too.
Mm-hmm.
But now Kendall and Josh are allies, and they're working together.
Yeah, and I would like to see Josh get some more aspects to his personality other than the whiny, wronged, you know. I'm sick of it.
I hear you,
I can write every line. Every time he's on the screen, I know what he's going to say. I'm going to get you, JR. That kind of thing. You know, that's what he says all the time.
That was very good acting,
thank you.
Taylor.
Thank you very much.
It was very good acting. But, like, oh, my God, did you see? I hate to go on a tangent here, but Kendall's green pants that she was wearing early in the week,
mm-hmm.
They're like stovepipe leg pants.
Yeah.
They were kind of crazy. I don't know. Like, she's like, we talked about this last week, mm-hmm. And I keep harping on it, but I can't understand how, you know.
Well, those pants are probably available in the ABC online store for
that
all
is
my children.
True. Oh, my goodness. I have to look.
We should look them up. Yeah.
Yeah, but listen, I don't think my size 14 was, you know, would fit in those size zero jeans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what else? On the Friday episode when Erica came over. Over carrying the present for Kendall.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, I thought their arms were going to snap because this dude's so skinny.
You got a point, but oh my God, on Friday's episode.
It's a piece of frame. It's too heavy.
Oh. And then it turns out to be, of course, Erica's little subliminal mm-hmm. hints about
nothing,
Ryan and
nothing
Kendall.
Nothing subliminal there.
That is true. Except that dress, oh my God, that dress is sublime. That's
that was
what
a
I
nice
will
dress
tell you.
She was wearing.
She looked
yeah.
beautiful, Erica, today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we know that from this week, Zach, in the beginning of the week, talked to Erica, or maybe middle of the week, talked to Erica. Let her know that he knows about Josh. So then Erica's like, oh my gosh, she goes to Ryan, we have to get rid of Zach, blah, 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 which was like so ridiculous. I didn't even.
I like when Zach said Erica was going to make him a sandwich if he got on.
Oh, that was so funny. In Friday's episode when he went to visit Kendall. Oh my God, I love
that. Yeah, I like Zach is the best when he's just so hyper manly. It's really fun.
I love that, I have to say.
He's not sensitive like Ryan. Ryan bends like a willow, you know? He'll hate you 1 minute and then he'll all reconcile.
It's
and
true.
Everything like that. But Zach just says what's on his mind.
I know, it's true. He was talking to David on Friday's mm-hmm. episode.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
really funny.
And also, like, weeks ago where he was talking. Oh, who was he talking to? Oh, he was yelling at Kendall. He went to see Kendall at Fusion because she decided to go to work the day after she got out of her coma.
That's right. And she wore that blue dress with those high heels.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And Kendall didn't come running and kiss him first, so he yelled at her.
Yeah. It was ridiculous, but...
Yeah, he's a real he-man, that Zach.
That I love. I have to say I love that about him.
And he got a haircut this week.
He did, but then I was looking in the previews for next week, and it showed that, like, his hair was, like, all messed up again.
Yeah,
like,
they
it was sticking
screw
out
up
on
the previews. You know, they shoot some stuff sometimes.
Yeah, and they kind of tell you.
And ahead of time, and then it's different when you actually see it. That's irritating.
That is true. I wonder what they're doing there, like a little switcheroo or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, I mean, I guess basically what you could say almost happened was you could say that Kendall almost found out about, you know, baby Spike. But it's very, you know, and Josh was there too. He gave her the results, and now they think that, you know, that he is a Madden because it's all really confusing. Like, Taylor's really good at, like, big words and, like, high school biology, but, like, I have a harder time with it. Like, they were talking about, like, DNA markers and stuff.
Yeah, it was a little confusing, but basically it turns out, yes, it's a match, but not because Spike is Madden's baby, but because Josh is brother to Kendall, right? Is that how it worked?
I'm a little dumbfounded, but I think that might be right.
Yeah. That's it. So, of course, it matches, but not for the reasons they think.
Now I understand. It is not because he's necessarily a Madden kid, but he's definitely a Kane kid. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
All right. Now I understand. So that's the mm-hmm. gist of the whole thing. And now Erica was all crying with Zach because Zach's like, you know, she's going to mm-hmm. find out. She's going to find out. She knows about Zona Number One. And Erica found out about Zona Number One. And now.
Yeah. Because Josh is all, he's stressed out and tired from yelling at JR for 3 weeks.
And you know that what that means because. What that means, if Zach told Erica about donor number one, now Erica thinks that genetic material does not belong to Ryan or Ryan and Kendall only. You know she's gonna hate that baby because when Miranda was born, she was like trying to get Miranda aborted. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember that back then because since the father, she's gonna be, you know, it was Cambius was the rapist, right?
That's right.
So the baby would be evil. So you know that she thinks Spike might be evil too.
I'm telling you right now, she thinks that Spike could be evil, and that is going to be no good. It is going to be interesting to see how that storyline develops.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably be only 2 weeks till he grows up and starts having his own practice and be working at the hospital with Josh.
You got a point there. You got a point. I just wanted to mention one thing, viewers. This was the week of confusion, and I am not talking about my brain state after hearing about the DNA results of the tests, DNA test results. I'm talking about the bar confusion. Now,
oh, yeah.
I am confused about a lot of things about the confusion bar.
What is that? What are you confused about?
Why does there have to be a bar in the same building where the Fusion Cosmetics company is located? Like, is it like on the ground floor? Is it like its own floor?
Well, I don't know. It's some marketed thing that Kendall came up with.
I just don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. It's almost like, all right, I'm going to go to a warehouse to have a drink after work.
Yeah, people do that.
Okay, I don't understand it myself. And the other thing I don't understand about this bar is that, okay, Babe is now all into the idea, even though her husband's an alcoholic, all right? She's all into the idea, and Amanda comes.
Among
and
other things.
That is true. That is true, and we will get to that in a second, but... She has Amanda working in this bar as like and wearing like what is supposed to be a really sexy outfit. It's like a leopard skin or, I don't know, mm-hmm. zebra skin top.
Yeah, and nice like a little animal print.
Yeah, it was an animal print.
Very Patti LaBelle.
I love Patti LaBelle. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That is
you
so funny.
You know that duet on my own. I swear that once again.
That is one of my favorite songs ever of all time. But listen, so they're like, oh my God, all those fusion girls are looking at Amanda like she's all slutty and everything. But like what she was wearing wasn't any less slutty than what all of them were wearing on any normal day.
They all tarted up. I know everybody looked all trampy this week.
But they expect you to believe like, oh my gosh, she looks, just because they say she looks like a slut, that she looks like a slut. But she didn't look any sluttier than what she normally wears or what anybody else normally wears. That's all I'm saying.
It's a club, you know, it's a club.
That's all I'm saying.
You know, there are a lot worse clubs than that in New York City. So.
And then did you see the light coming out of the Fusion Confusion Bar?
Yeah, they had that, you know, underneath light. And
It was kind of strange. I don't know. And then, like, Erin was, like, talking to Di, and she, like, starts kissing on that new character who is very handsome. And I think he is Jamal.
Jamal, yeah.
I think, from what I've read, and viewers, you can tell me if I'm wrong by emailing me at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com, but I believe that he is Jamal Fry. I think I'm right. And I think that he is the son of Livia and Tom Cudahy. That is what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. He is a beautiful boy.
I thought it was the UPS guy at first when he coming in with those boxes. But
it could have been, but...
He's a tall drink of water.
Why would you think he was a UPS man?
Because he's carrying boxes in.
I was going to say, I hope it wasn't in you being, you know.
Oh, you know me.
All right, that is true. All right, so anyway, so we'll see what happens there. But then, you know, it was funny because as we were watching Friday's episode, Taylor was like, I don't think it would be interesting if, like, Di had something with Aiden. And then, of course.
Yeah.
They show.
She does. She was all excited last week when Aiden, Encyclopedia Aiden, world's worst detective ever, was all brokenhearted about Aaron. He's the worst detective. Has he done anything all year? What was the... Somebody write in and tell me the last crime he solved, because he... Somebody's got to keep him in little skin-tight shirts and pinball machines, and I don't know how he's making that money, because he ain't solving crime.
Well, I don't know.
And he's such a moron about Aaron. It's just like, you're a detective, you can't even see that.
It is true. And then, like, at the end, like, Dick Dye getting together with Aiden, like, insinuating.
Yeah, let's have drinks.
I was just like, oh my god.
Yeah, this week was the week where everybody's kissing people they ain't supposed to.
Seriously, we haven't even gotten to Tata Dixie. We're gonna get to that right now, because I cannot hold off any longer about talking about that.
Why? ABC producers, why must you torture us and not have them together?
That's what I'm saying. Everybody that has written into the show has expressed the same feelings that Taylor and I have expressed on this very show. We want to see Tad and Dixie.
Tad and Dixie are having some game they're playing where let's see who can kiss or make love to the worst possible person in Pine Valley.
Well, it's, you know, I don't even know if it's like the worst possible, but it's like definitely who... Anybody who is not Tad will not
random.
Be with Dixie. And anybody who is not Dixie will not be with Tad.
It's completely random now. It's completely random. And they were just kissing last week.
But listen, Taylor, I think it's like one of those soap opera techniques. Like, they don't give us a quick and easy payoff in soap operas. They got to write so many pages every day. And they're going to keep us hanging on this one. I mean, think about how long they kept us hanging with some of the other storylines. Like the Miranda storyline and this and that. I mean, they're going to keep us. And now the Madden storyline is going to be going for another 6 months. I'm telling you right now. They're going to keep us going on this one. But what I have to say is the excuse that Tad and Crystal came up with for sleeping together, viewers. That's right. They slept together this week. At least we think they did. We're pretty sure that they did. Because they showed
I'm pretty sure that they did, because they said it was a mistake afterwards.
Well, they did. And they showed a lot of footage, and they showed them like with their legs linking and all that stuff. But now I forgot what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Oh, Taylor, I was on a tear.
Yeah, and ABC didn't show that. And I wonder if it's because, you know, they're not as hot a couple as, say, you know.
They were pretty sexy, though. But what I was going to say is that, like, they made it out to be like Tad. Oh, my God. Tad was having these inner voices and these doubts.
Oh, the inner voices. Taylor Crawford loves inner voices.
So does Ashley DeZosa.
And anytime you can do that, I appreciate it. As well as Friday, Dr. Madden's voice throughout the whole episode. Loved it.
The only thing we're missing now is Coma Kendall. Mm-hmm. I do miss Coma Kendall.
Have Coma Kendall's voice talking to
Tad's inner voice or to Madden's dead voice. That would be amazing.
And maybe Special Lily is the only one who can hear them all.
Oh my God, that would be incredible. Like a dog whistle or something. Anyway, my point was that Tad was all like, woe is me, woe is me. And Crystal comes and she gives him tough love. And then she says, I always love
tough,
you.
Tough, leathery love.
That is true. Leather and like hairspray and you know, and bleach blonde. Anyway, she gave him love and it was nice, I have to say. But then it's like, where does that put her with Adam? And then Adam's like, I was worried about you, Crystal. Where were you? And...
Adam, you know, he paced it, you know, he didn't know, obviously, but he was like, oh, she felt bad immediately. He knew just how to make her feel bad, almost.
Yeah, and it was so stupid, because it was like, oh, my Crystal, I love you, and he said all these sweet nothings to her, and she's like, that's why I love you, and it's like, oh, my God, and then she's like, all of a sudden, she loves him again? Like, who is it that she loves? I don't understand.
Well, she loves Babe and Little Adam.
Well, that is true. That is true.
And she said so on Friday that she's, you know, she'll hightail it as soon as Babe wants to go.
Well, I'll tell you right now, she is not going to, I mean, Adam's not going to take that. He's going to, at some point, he's going to put two and two together and figure it out. And then it's going to be a whole vendetta, another vendetta, you know, another Chandler vendetta. I'm so sick of Chandler vendettas. Anyway, so then, all right, so then as they're making love, who walks in? Take a guess, viewers. If you haven't seen this week's episode, take a guess. Okay, you're right. Dixie.
Dixie sees it.
Dixie sees it. And then she's like, she has a little tear in her eye. And she's like, oh my God, what did I just see? And you're like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't.
And then what happens the next night, Taylor? What happens the next night?
Well, the opposite.
Dixie gets all depressed from seeing Tad and Crystal make love.
She goes running to Zach.
And she goes running to Zach, and Zach comes over, and she's like, oh, I'm so sad. I'm not looking for Kate no more. Mm-hmm. And then he gives her the same old story. You have to look for Kate. She's your daughter. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, I have to look for you. And then they start kissing, and guess who walks in, viewers?
Yeah, it's Tad.
It's Tad.
And then there's Tad. And then he is Tad. And,
we're dating ourselves, Taylor.
I'm telling you what, Zach, he got married like 2 weeks ago, basically. In
2 weeks
Showtime.
Ago. And
Showtime.
His wife was in a coma.
So, come on.
Now, Taylor and I had a discussion about
Did they even honeymoon other than the boat ride?
No, they did not. They didn't have nothing for a honeymoon.
So, they shared a coma for honeymoon, basically.
Basically, that's what I'm saying. And
yeah,
the other
that's
thing,
crazy.
What I was saying is Taylor and I were talking about this little soap technique, right? Dixie and Zach kissing, right? And they show him just long enough so that you're like, oh my God, he's really into her. And just long enough so Tad's like, oh my God, he's really into her. And then they come back from the commercial and then they're like, Zach's pushing her away. He's like, no, I'm not into it. You're supposed to believe that he was not into it for the 5 minutes that he was kissing her prior to that, right? You're supposed to believe it was like a 2 minute kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Or 2 second kiss, excuse
me. Yeah, they were kissing all through the commercial.
They were loving it, all right? And him saying he loves
Kendall. To me, that's what happened. They were kissing all through the commercial.
That's what I'm saying too. That's what it felt like. You know? And then, I guess you could understand it. Like, all week, you know, Zach kept walking into Kendall and Ryan is still, I love you. And, you know, Kendall and Ryan have this really weird relationship because, like, it's, like, understood that Ryan loves her. And she accepts it. And she's not freaked out about it. You know, and now he's raising baby Spike. So, anyway, Ryan loves Kendall. And we keep seeing, you know, references to him being jealous and all that. So, I don't know. It's, like, I understand why Zach might have kissed her, but I don't know. I still don't think.
Yeah, well, if Ryan ain't careful, Zach's gonna give him a beatdown because he ain't scared.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, and Ryan's all thinks he's tough, but he's too sensitive. He's the anti-Zach.
Well, I'll tell you, I have one, not an Emmy moment, but a teary moment.
Mm-hmm.
The moment where JR and Dixie hugged, when Dixie, you know, defended JR, because, like, this has been the week of JR being accused, which leads to our next storyline.
Mm-hmm.
JR being accused and being sort of the main suspect for the murder of Dr. Greg Madden. And at one point, JR and Dixie kiss, and I have to tell you, it was, like, the first time they hugged.
I was going to say, I missed that one.
That would be a whole nother show, let me tell you. And it was, like, really a tender moment. And I really loved that moment.
Mm-hmm. That was a good acting moment, yeah.
It wasn't an Emmy moment, but it was a good acting moment.
Good, solid acting.
It was wonderful acting. I love Dixie so much.
Anytime you get to see JR's sensitive side, I think it's good.
I think so.
Because they're really painting him up to be the villain, you know?
They really are. And I think, you know, in this case, I have to take his you know, side. Because I don't know. I think there's too obvious the evidence against him.
Well, yeah, there was, what is it, Colby found a CD player in his dresser drawers this week.
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm.
And Colby, well, she was blackmailed. She was the blackmailer from last week.
This was the whole week of Colby being, like, the evil stepchild.
She was, like, the problem child.
Problem child 4,
Colby comes home. What's the movie, the Christy McNichol movie? Little Darlings or
Little
something?
Little Darlings or something like that.
Yeah, she's a real brat.
She sure is. I think she's a Tatum O'Neal in that picture. I'll tell you the truth.
Tatum O'Neal in Paper Moon.
I think so.
I could go further back in time.
Well, the whole thing, she blackmailed JR and Jamie, and they're all interrogating her.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel so bad for Jamie, because he's, like, relegated to, like, Robin status, like a Batman and Robin.
Yeah, he's always got a colorful comment.
He's got, like, a colorful quip and comment, and it's a little bit dorky, I have to say. Like, he's so handsome and everything, but it's a little dorky.
Well, I find that cleanses the palate after JR's one note, you know, I didn't do this,
it's
I
like,
love you.
It's like good cop, bad cop, right?
Yeah, sort it's of a like, little good cop, bad cop, a little
right.
bit like that.
All right, I'll buy that.
But on Kobe, I'm impressed because, you know, these kids, they're so technically savvy. about.
Oh, they are.
How did she do all that? You know, ripping MP3s, putting them into the phone player.
She had the voice record, the voice distorter. Yeah, like they pulled it out of her bag. Mm-hmm. She sleptwalked mm-hmm. into, she says, into like Babe's wallet.
I was sleepwalking.
She does it all with a straight face. I'm enjoying her performance so far. Like she's, you know, for the summertime and for the teenagers, mm-hmm. like she's adding
for the
little
kids home from school. Absolutely. It's nice to have that in there.
She's adding a little spice. But I think where we're ending up this week with Babe and JR is like the evidence is mounting against JR and Babe.
He looked like he was hearing it for the first time to me.
I don't think
it's his. I think somebody put it there.
I think you might be right. I don't know. I think you're right because, look, the truth is that house is a mansion. It is like the biggest mm-hmm. mansion in Pine Valley. It is like the biggest mansion like in the mm-hmm. world practically for all intents and purposes.
Maybe Crystal put it there, you know?
But the thing is that like it's too... JR would not put that CD player and...
He wouldn't leave it there.
He wouldn't leave it in his underwear.
First of all, he wouldn't have like a $20 Kobe CD player in his drawer. Some you buying you
know,
a.
I noticed that, so you I know, have to say.
He would have a nice one.
And who would like
a banging older son?
Like, when you have, like, if you were going to, like, blackmail, or I'm sorry, if you were going to, like, you know, actually, it was kind of blackmail. If you were going to hold someone hostage, right, and you were going to record them, would you record them onto a CD disc? I don't think you would.
Yeah, you have to work. We have a studio here that we record the show in, and it has top-of-the-line equipment
Absolutely.
So that this show gets to you in a timely manner.
Absolutely.
And it is an effort to encode a CD with a recording.
We could not just cut a CD of this program. We would have to stick
time.
A CD and this and that. And
you
like,
have
you
to
wouldn't
go
do
to
it.
Staples and buy a blank CD.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm trying to understand who would do that. Like, they would have, and it's so soon after he died, they would just want to probably just have mm-hmm. one source. You wouldn't want to be duping.
Oh, them. Yeah. Speaking of him dying, Josh got his ashes, Dr. Madden's ashes.
That is right.
And you had the ironic observation.
I did. I observed that they came in a rectangular black box.
That's right. It should have been.
Just like the box he mm-hmm. died in.
They should have put him in like 1,000 little matchbooks so they can pass them out to all his children.
That would, oh my goodness, that would have been so funny. But you would think they could give him a, like a nice urn or something, mm-hmm. you know, like that he could hang up, put on the mantle.
I don't think they give you the urn. I think you gotta get the
urn. You have
urn.
To buy the urn?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never cremated anyone. That's against my family's religion.
Oh, really?
It is, yes. Well. We're Puerto Ricans, so you don't cremate in PR.
I understand.
You bury them and you have an open casket.
Creepy.
It's not creepy. You get to say goodbye. You have to kiss the mm-hmm. person. But I always like, it was always kind of weird to kiss the person.
Well, that's okay. They could have just left Dr. Madden where he was then.
You got a point there. You got a point. Because the person gets really cold when they're dead. You know
I don't
want to
talk about this.
I'm sorry.
You're getting creepy.
Anyway, I think that's about it for this week.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back next week with another, you know, you got a question, comment, you write us. To pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com.
And tell your friends about us, too. We want to
say like the show.
Yeah, we hope they like it. We hope you like it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you next week.
Oh, next week looks good, by the way.
Yes.
Does
oh,
look
we looked
good.
At the previews, right?
Yeah, it does All look right. good.
Well, anyway, I'm Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm Tanner Crawford.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye.